Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Steve Hawk makes it Hawk Topics on Monday. Topics. Hello, buddy.
Hi there.
How are you?
Doing pretty good. Did some yard work over the weekend. Got a lot accomplished. Feel like I have something wrong with my back now for the rest of my life.
No.
Where are you hurting after a weekend of yard work?
Well, Hawk, then let's just get right into it. You said you did some yard work. I have to know, the device that you use to trim around, like, say, your fence or whatever, you know, it's a little...
Around a tree.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
Well, I call that an opportunity for my sound effects library.
Yes, let's go.
Gosh. That was nice. I call it my weed eater.
Weed eater.
My weeds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is what I wanted to know. What do people call it? Weed eater? I am a weed whacker guy.
Okay.
I've always called it a weed whacker.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I probably called it that.
Yeah.
But most of the time, your initial response was, that's a weed eater.
I'm with you. Okay. I'm a number one weed eater.
You are.
Number two would be weed whacker. And I remember one time looking for it just recently in the store because I wanted a specific brand.
Yep.
And I said, hey, where are your weed eaters? And the guy looked at me and he gave me the, I work here. String trimmers are on
string
aisle
trimmers.
Seven.
Well, yeah, see, that's what I was going to say.
I was like, bro,
and does anyone call it a trimmer?
Yeah. Well, I think I have for that reason. I was just thinking, but never a string trimmer.
Yeah, that was
I think
wow.
I've done string something trimmer. Like just a trimmer.
Auto feed string
trimmer. I know, honestly.
And I would like to be, I would like to defend my weed whacker people.
Okay.
Does the device that you use actually eat the weeds?
Absolutely not.
No, it doesn't.
It whacks them and just leaves them laying there.
Sure does. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't eat them at all.
Right.
Now, if it did eat them, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Imagine if you had a device on the end of that that sucked them up and ate them when you whacked them.
Sure. Well, we could make that whacker. And make some money.
Yeah.
We could.
I'm putting it on the poll right now.
For the weed whacker?
Mm-hmm. I'm just putting...
It knocks the weeds down, but I never call it a weed knocker.
The weed knocker. I think, I grew up on working on a farm.
Yeah.
And what they had, they called weed whackers. And they were danger. They were like,
well, they never had covers. Like they never had cases. Edges.
It was like, oh, yeah, we just took a, we took a pipe and then we put this on it and we put a big motor on it that you shouldn't, it's the most powerful weed whacker ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And go out there in that field. It's going to take you most of the day and just
and try not to get
weeds.
That against your shin.
Yeah.
You know.
You got to wear, you had to wear pants and boots. Oh, yeah. To use that thing.
That's up on the poll now. Jay and Kevin on Twitter or X, whichever you prefer. Whacker, eater, trimmer. Whacker, eater, trimmer. Yep. So we'll find out. Yeah.
These are the important questions.
They really
we
are.
Need to know the answer
they
to.
Are. Yeah, yeah.
I will oftentimes make sure that I have that gas can screwed on really tight because I know I'm going to be flipping it on its side.
Oh, you
so
have
I can
a gas trimmer.
Shh. Oh, yeah.
So I can make
too.
It an edger.
Thank you. I am
I'm not
only
supposed to tell
gas.
Anybody. All my neighbors look at me. What's that? Oh, sorry. It only stinks for a little while.
Oh,
I bought
it's
the
fine.
One that Jay recommended. The
Works?
The Works. Yeah, GT Works. Mm. GT Works. I used it one time and put
yourself?
It in the garage and said, I will never use that again.
What
and
happened?
I went and got the gas one. Oh. It just didn't do the job. I had a very challenging yard in a few places.
Like okay.
The fence I had around my basketball court, it was up against a weed field. Like
and just a chain link fence?
No. Oh, it was
those are horrible.
It was
oh,
a
man.
Mesh,
you
it was
just,
a
there's
mesh
no line
net,
left. Yeah.
Which is even worse because if you.
Yeah, that's hard because you can't hit the
net,
mesh.
Right.
You have to stay away.
Yeah.
So I just. Right. Oh, man. So, but I'd go back behind it, and it was just all these tall weeds.
I start thinking, though, Steve, it might be one of the
tool.
Might be one of the top 10 inventions of all time, and I'll
it's
tell you why.
So
because
good.
If you think about what the option was with those stupid hand clippers,
yeah.
that you had to crawl along the ground. God, imagine if you sent your son out today with one of those.
Well, the one I have has attachments. Like, you can slide something else onto the end of it,
yeah.
and then I can go out into your pasture with something that's more of like a 12-inch circular blade
Absolutely.
Saw.
Yeah.
Those big plastic blades.
And just go out there and take everything down. Or I can put on this attachment, and now I actually have an edger.
Yeah, same. I have that one. Yeah,
do you have
cool.
the tiller?
There's no tiller involved in it.
Oh, the one I had a tiller. Those are pretty sweet.
Now, I could probably go buy that attachment because it's just a Husqvarna. So all I need to do is just buy the.
Sure. Yeah.
Silly
they have
attachment.
The attachments for everything.
Steve, so anyway, that's what I did over the weekend. But here's something. I am too cheap to just go rent somebody with an aerator or go get one myself.
Okay.
So I took a pitchfork to my backyard.
Stop it.
Well,
you wonder why you
just poke holes in it? Wait. You just
it's just a
holes.
Small area. It wasn't like it was my whole backyard.
How could you see you out there?
I know.
There?
I did.
Oh, my god!
I'm
gosh.
Sure my neighbors are looking down from their bedroom windows going, look at this dude.
Look at this guy.
First of all, who even has a pitchfork anymore?
Right. Well.
Well, I do. Dang. It's my urban lifestyle.
Yeah, no kidding. Green Acres is the place to be.
So, I mean, it's just a smaller area that we had some damage from a tree, and it has always been damaged by a tree.
Is it an actual pitchfork, or is it the one where you stand on like a manual aerator? You've seen those. They're like a pitchfork, except
correct.
It has a foot plate on it.
No, this is a pitchfork.
That's
a
great.
Real deal.
That is great.
I've always had gardens. You guys know that.
Sure.
And so... I've always had a pitchfork.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of want one.
They're very handy. I use them all the time.
Honestly, I think I probably would use it.
What do you think a good pitchfork goes for these days?
$29.99.
I'm going to look
Are you looking
it up,
Kevin? Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Let's see what I can get a pitchfork.
I wish you'd... good luck Many with uses. Aerating with a pitchfork.
And, you know, Halloween time comes around. The kids come to the
Absolutely.
Door and you're right there
yeah.
with a pitchfork? Come on.
Steve Hawk, you are...
I live in Green Acres. It should be mandatory. I mean, come on.
Four-time pitchfork. That's the only time they should be, right?
What else?
That's it.
They're selling a three-time? I mean,
you can pick it up today
amateur.
At Ace Hardware for
$38.99.
That looks very durable. It looks like a very nice one.
All right, I like
Holy
it.
Holy cow. There is the Westward Manure Fork.
Oh, Manure Fork.
With the 54-inch handle, large steel head. This thing has six tines.
Ah. Oh,
wow. $65.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a real man.
Yep.
Moving manure with my six tines.
I think I want to put that on the poll too. Like since we did whacker eater trimmer, I should do pitch manure. What's there a third type of fork? Dinner.
Which one do you use more?
Salad.
Rock fork.
There you go. Rock.
I've landscaped rock, and I didn't know I should have gotten a fork for it.
That would be. Well, I bet they're pretty sturdy. They're handy.
Been easier.
Yeah, I've always got the landscaping rake. What did I?
Right.
Know?
I know. I had a metal rake. I thought, well, this is a step up from the plastic rake.
That's going to break with
as soon
one
as
rake.
I see a rock fork, I get shivers.
No, I
from
bet.
From all the days of picking rock.
I imagine, yeah. That's
Unlike
nuts.
Rainy days, Hawk, when we were out on the farm / ranch.
Yeah.
See, I worked for farmers and ranchers, so you never got a day off. My friends would all be like, oh, it rained today, so we don't have to work on the farm. And we're like, oh, we do. Treating fence posts.
Right.
Or
picking
fixing
rocks.
Fence. Or the worst days were guess we could pick rock. They would just a empty field where they had plowed it, and there's 1,000 big rocks laying in the field, and you just go pick them up with this fork, put them on a truck, on a tractor, dump them in a truck.
Kevin, there's river rock up in Minnesota. There's a lot of river rock.
Yeah.
And there's a farmer who lives up there, and he's like, my brother-in-law's wife was like, oh, I need some river rock to do a little decorating around the shed or whatever, you know, little planters. Yeah. And she's like, oh, I got to go get some. And he goes, well, what do you mean go get it? And she's like, oh, I got to go buy some river rock. And he goes, no. He's like, let's go. Jump in the truck. They drive like a mile down the road. Comes around the corner of the barn. And it's like 10 feet tall and like a mile long of just river rock.
Rock.
He's like, Don't ever buy it. Please take as much as you can as often as possible. We need to get rid of some of this.
The ranch I worked on, they had numerous rock piles.
Yeah.
That same deal. There's people who pay lots of money for a big 200-pound rock. And they're like,
totally.
Go get one.
Yeah, take it. Please get it out of here. Hang out for a round two, Steve?
Yes, I will.
All right, hang on.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What do you put on your baked potato?
Butter.
Just butter?
Butter.
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 I like butter.
Kevin James.
I mean, sometimes.
Sour cream, chives. What do you got?
Bacon bits. I like to melt cheese on it sometimes.
Okay,
cheese is good. Great. Oh, buddy.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics. It's Hawk Topic time, round number two. Steve Hawk is in the studio. A couple of things for you, Steve. We were talking about backyard yard work.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, did you have one of those metal swing sets?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very young. Yeah. And then I had them for my kids, my older now adults.
The ones you could actually just pick up and move if you wanted to.
I always, I'm trying to strap that down. I was like, hey, you just can't swing that hard. You're too big for that thing now. Well, fix it, Dad. Well,
yeah, every time you're swinging, the feet are coming off the ground.
Yes, and you're just watching it and going, well, that... Yeah,
one of these days.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, so could you imagine how
I forgot about
judgy
that
your neighbors so would be if you had one of those now?
How what?
How judgy your neighbors would be about your parenting? Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Do you even love your kids?
Yeah, they would flip over all the time as we got older. You know, you'd have your friends hold it down. I mean, it's just.
We have one of those big fancy rainbow sets now. It's
And
it's been rained on 7,000 times, so it weighs a ton.
That's going nowhere.
And it's going nowhere, yet, you know, when somebody swings on it, it moves.
Does it move a little bit?
Just moves.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Okay.
Not like, and this is a used, I mean, it's had its time.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So it's just sitting out there getting old. And when somebody comes over and starts rocking back and forth on that thing, you can see it moving. That wood has tried to remain fastened for many decades. And the bolts are and the holes are, it's just old. It moves. But I'm never as concerned as I was with those big metal ones and the legs coming out of the ground.
What do you think, looking back, one of the dumbest things that you played with or did in your yard? Because I'm going to tell you a story.
You mean that was meant to be a toy? Because,
Not necessarily, Jay. Okay. I'm just wanting danger because I just had a visualization in my head. My dad passed away when I was very young, I was seven he passed away. And a lot of the stuff that he had was left in the garage, obviously, except for the community men who helped my mom do some remodeling and some other stuff. Okay. I think they just helped themselves to
see. Right. Wow. Okay.
We were young boys, and they were like, we helped. And maybe my mom told them they could take it. But one thing they got left behind was, I don't even know what you call them.
Pitchfork?
Worm finders?
Worm finder?
Do you know what a worm finder is?
What is that? That was a shovel. That's how we found worms.
Okay. It's a big metal stake, sharp metal stake.
Okay.
Put it in the ground.
Like handles on the top or no?
No, like a wires post digger on the top. Yeah.
Wires on the top.
Stick it in.
All right, perfect.
And then you stick the other one in, then you turn on the electricity.
What?
Oh,
and it shocks all the worms up
them out of
the ground. Sure, vibrates, whatever. What do you need to tell yourself? I don't know. You get all the worms and you go fishing.
I heard about that.
I have not, and I have fished a few times.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, we would play with that in the backyard.
You'd play with
we,
it?
I mean me. I don't think my brother did because he was smart, but I would like stick him in the ground and shock, and then I was not to get worms because I didn't fish, but I thought, I was thinking about that. Like, where was my mother?
Well, she was inside.
Did you ever wrap it around your leg? Does he have it hurt?
No, I never did do that. Yeah. I think I did get a little shocked from it one time, maybe.
I would imagine.
And I can't remember if it was plugged in. Yeah, I think it was plugged in. I was
really?
Trying to think it was like a battery. That
I'm looking at them. Most of them are run out of an outlet. Yeah, most of them
They don't still sell these, do they?
They sell probes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yeah.
Well...
I don't think I'm going to buy one, but I'm going to keep it away. The most dangerous thing that we played with was Tonka trucks because we'd get in fights.
Oh, Jay, and they're
so metal.
And they
were heavy. Those big old metal ones. Did you have those as a kid?
Yes, I did.
The big metal ones. And, man, sharp corners on everyone. You'd take that dump truck, and my brother would throw that dump truck at your head.
And you could really get a hand. I mean, if you're holding on to the dump part of it.
Oh, my gosh. See, that thing, that would leave it. I have a gash. Which size is that? This one right here. That's a scar from a dump truck hitting me in the head. Yeah, that's love right there, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And the noise of it bouncing off your skull, that big giant metal truck, maybe just from the inside, but it seemed really loud. So, yeah, that was by far the most dangerous, slinging dump trucks at each other.
What I love, and the thing about those dump trucks, though, those Tonka trucks, my sister ran a daycare, when she was an adult, many years after we were, gone from the house and playing with toys, But she still had all of those.
The metal ones?
Yeah. She's like, they are.
Well, they're indestructible.
These things never die.
No. When you're a little boy, I mean, that's how my back problem started.
Right.
So those are fun.
Now they're made of plastic.
No,
it's all
you
soft.
Just roll over. You just bend over, put your arms down on that, and run.
As fast as you possibly can.
And you're just trucking around.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
that was
right.
Great.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. You just bent over into
bent
a
over
U.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know
good
why we
times.
Thought we'd go so fast with those things, but yeah, those were dangerous. Then they made them out of plastic.
My big wheel. That was probably my most dangerous that I can think of right now. I used to do some real dumb stunts.
Sure. Spin
the big
on
wheel.
Those things.
Spinning, jumping,
oh, yeah.
Whatever.
See, that came out after me. That's the maddest I've ever been about missing out on a toy is the big wheel.
The big wheels were fun.
Yeah.
But luckily, I was always wearing a helmet.
The big
wheel
big
seemed
helmet
like
guy.
It was because it had three wheels. You were like, "Well, this is totally safe.
Nope. Right.
I can do anything."
Nope.
On it. Not good.
What about lawn jarts?
Nothing ever went bad.
Oh, that's
I know
good.
It could have.
Yeah. My neighbor across the street, John Matson, threw it in his own foot.
Yeah.
Went, you know, you go to throw it on the ground.
Classic John Matson.
Classic.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What do you think of his haircut, Seth? You like it?
Kevin's haircut?
Yeah, you like it?
Kevin James.
Yeah, I'm imagining it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Steve had his, what kind of tumbler was that? I mean, what would you call it? Just a metal, you know, the metal water bottle, basically.
Yeah, one of the insulated metal tumblers.
Kevin.
It's not a Stanley, I can tell you that.
No.
He's not that cool. He doesn't have a Stanley. It's not a Yeti.
Right. It's just whatever.
Some knockoff $7 brand of cup.
Which is fine. That wasn't
Sorry,
my point.
I was being very judgy.
That really turned different, but I was just going to say. We were in the airport yesterday, and this lady dropped one, and it was a big
so
one.
So loud.
It was. I mean, it stopped people in their tracks because it was so loud. You know, I hate to say it in an airport, it sounded like a shot went off, but it was like a gunfire. You know, it was like, wham! Well, I mean, it was so loud, literally everyone just stopped in their spot for a second, and then it was like, okay.
What it hits.
Oh, man.
The noise can be unreal. I have dropped one on like a marble floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Like at a very fancy hotel.
And echo and...
Right, and because you're in a very, very fancy hotel, it just like... echoes and it's
so crazy.
And of course it's like, well, how did it hit the ground that many times?
Right.
Why did it just hit the ground once?
Yeah, it just bounces and oh man.
Yeah, that's not a good
There's
sound.
Nothing louder than that sound, I don't feel like. It just it's jarring every time it happens. And at the airport I wasn't expecting it.
I deeply apologize, Jay, because I
deeply accept.
I did not send you a clip of the day today. We got busy talking to Steve Hawk.
Yeah.
I forgot about it.
I didn't want to interrupt you guys.
You know, our little buddy, producer Steve, is not here today. But I will tell you that I'm about to post a video on our Instagram and Facebook explaining why producer Steve is not here today.
Oh, okay.
Why he's had his first day off since this all, you know, since
he started. Yeah, and I thought that was gutsy of him to take one. I mean,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
It's been like
what has he done
8 months.
To earn it?
And I mean, this guy.
That's so funny. Jay, I will get this video posted.
Okay.
So the clip of the day today will actually be online for you to go and watch.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to that.
Jay also, Kevin Facebook, Jay and Kevin Instagram. By the way, if you don't follow us on Instagram, why don't you follow us, huh?
Yeah, you should. Yeah, absolutely.
It's been a while since we've promoted the Instagram.
We have not deactivated our account like Morgan Wallen.
We have not. Not yet.
Okay.
Although, what a stunt. It's such a brilliant stunt.
I think it's great. Because then what happens? You go there, and it's just a something went wrong
it's
notification?
Just a blank page, yep.
Okay.
And it just says it's, you know, deactivated or whatever. Yeah. Error message.
We have the same amount of, I would think, followers.
Well, let you...
8 million? He has 8 million.
8 million.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to check how
many It's got to be close. I'm going to guess it's close. I'm going to guess we have 7.5 million.
Let's see. Oh, I'm on DJ Kevy James. That one has 2,556 followers.
Okay.
That's shabby. I could use a few thousand more.
Great.
So follow me at DJ Kevy James. Also follow Jay at Jay, the big 99.9.
Mm.
Is that yours, right?
It is, yeah.
Okay, now I'm switching over to Jay and Kevin. Jay and Kevin, 3,000.
Who's Jane Kevin?
Jane Kevin.
Jane Kevin.
3,773 followers.
There you go. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
We are following four people.
That's plenty.
Producer Steve. Mm-hmm. DJ Kevy James. Mm-hmm. Jay the Big 999.
Yeah.
And Coyote Country.
Well, there you go. That's the four you need to follow. So that makes perfect sense. I was walking through security yesterday.
Can I throw out an idea?
Yeah, go for it, man.
It's an idea I've had, and I can't remember if I brought it up before. Every week, I wanted to do a Jay and Kevin, like, you know, Instagram, friend of the week, or well, you could do it for a month if we want to do less work. Which I'm kind of leaning towards.
You're a big,
because as I'm throwing this idea out there, yeah. I realize it's something I'm going to have to do.
Okay.
And which is fine.
So again, it's going to be friend of the week.
We said the Jay and Kevin follow of the week or the friend of the week or whatever.
Okay.
And then one of our Instagram followers, like I'm just going to click on all of our followers right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to click on
one. So you just randomly pick someone. What if they don't want to be chosen?
That's not important.
All right. Back to you.
I feel like they all want to be.
I understand.
They?
I'll ignore.
And then we'll be
said.
Like,
ignore
the Jay Kevin follow of the week. Our listener of the week is Heather Lunsford.
Okay.
She's somebody who follows us.
Congrats.
And then we just follow her for a week.
Oh.
And then we remove it. And then the next, because we only follow four people. She would be our
like
fifth
that.
Person
yeah, yeah.
for 1 week.
I see what you're doing. Yeah.
Huh?
And again, I don't know. Well, I mean, obviously we can follow her because sometimes you would have to request, right?
Like she could be. Sometimes if they're private.
Private, yeah.
Like right here.
Or
Mindy,
corporal or colonel.
Mindy says this account is private.
Right.
So we would have to, I'm going to click on it and then see if she approves us.
Okay. She might not. She might not want all of our followers to follow her or know how to follow her. It's
yeah,
possible.
I don't know if we. She doesn't have to have our followers follow her. It's just a nice little, like, fan of the week.
I get it. I see what your idea was. I'm not against the idea.
What about on Facebook, taking all the people who are, you know, like our top fans? It already does that. It rates them. It gives them the little top fan thing.
Oh, I guess I forgot it did that.
Yeah, maybe we could feature a fan of the week there. Maybe
how do you become a top fan?
Guys, we're doing actual show preparation right here on the air live.
Thanks,
this
Kevin.
Is what I usually do after the show with Steve, but Steve's not here
but
today.
But he's gone today, so yeah.
So I don't have anybody to talk about. So you're getting it now,
Thanks,
Jay.
Thanks, appreciate it. I did.
Do you think you'll have a meeting today?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll have a meeting. Why?
Do you I'm just curious, because you're not going to be around to chit-chat with me.
Yeah, well... I mean, I can
about
make some
all
time.
My ideas.
I can make some time, bud.
Well, but if it's going to be afternoon, I'm not interested.
Dude, I'm walking through security at the airport yesterday, and the TSA guy is taking this guy's luggage apart. I'm waiting for mine. They had to scan it like seven times. They thought they saw some. It was fine. There was nothing in there. But as I'm standing there, the guy's like, my wife and I are standing there, and she goes, are you getting this? And so now I'm paying attention because I wasn't paying attention at first. And I was like, well, I am now. And he pulls out like this, the largest needle nose pliers I've ever seen. Puts it on there.
In the guy's suitcase?
Yeah, he's like, you can't take that. Multiple packages of razor blades. Can't take that. Takes a razor knife. It's just a bunch of tools. And the guy goes, you can't take that? You can't take the razor blade? I'm like,
what?
No.
In his carry-on bag?
Yeah. Like, not for a very long time. Wow.
And the guy, a razor.
Yeah. And the guy's like...
not a razor to shave with. A razor blade.
Razor like blades.
To cut stuff.
Yeah, and a box cutter. And I was like, buddy, wow. Been a long time since you've flown? Like 30 years or something? Because honestly, I don't even know what to tell
you.
Yeah,
that has been a minute.
And the TSA guy goes... And he goes to the TSA guy. Oh, sorry. I guess I didn't know...
So he was nice about it.
He was nice, yeah. And the TSA guy's like, he goes, well, you're probably sorry that you saw that or surprised that you saw it or something. The guy goes, you'd be surprised what I see. And then I'm thinking,
like that. He's like, that's not even close to the top 10 dumbest people I've seen. Like, the list is long, buddy.
I'm sure.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you know any Five Finger Death Punch songs?
Kevin James.
Ah!
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
To qualify somebody for the Ultimate Backyard Barbecue coming up in just a few minutes here. It's your chance to win that. So we'll get that momentarily. Wanted to remind you, too, that the cruise is coming up on July 11th, fast approaching. We're going to have a beautiful day and night on Lake Coeur d'Alene. Kevin doing the DJing. And if you'd like to get a link sent to you for the cruise tickets, all you got to do is text the word cruise to 509-441-0999. And we'll send you back a quick link. You can buy your tickets right there on your phone or your laptop, whatever you want to do. You can check it out online at thebig999coyotecountry.com. Or you know what else you can do, Kevin?
What's that?
Silver Safari, Northtown, and Valley Malls. They also have the tickets. So get your tickets, and then we will see you on the cruise July 11th. It's going to be very fun.
Always a good time on the cruise. Jay, I was just wondering about this.
Hmm.
Technically, you're in charge of Coyote Country.
Okay.
You're the boss. This is a Coyote Country cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, you would be my boss as the DJ that night.
Okay.
Okay. Is that fair?
Sure.
I mean, a roundabout way. What I'm asking is, I always do what I call a reflection questionnaire.
Ooh.
To, like, couples after I do a wedding.
I understand, yeah.
I just got
one. Oh, so you want me to do the questionnaire?
Yeah. So if I send you a reflection questionnaire, will you give me, and I always say to them, you know, of course we love compliments and nice reviews.
But honesty
is
what you're looking for.
Honesty,
yes.
So that we can continue to make the company, you know, more
I understand.
Successful,
I understand, yeah.
So if I sent one to you, would you be willing to do it?
I would, yeah.
Honestly?
I 100%.
Okay.
What?
No, I just making
What are you
sure.
looking at me like that for? I would do it. I mean, I'm sure it would be very complimentary.
I'm trying to see what the review I just got
the
weekend.
I would say this. It would be similar to, let's say, the complimentary breakfast that I had at that hotel over the weekend.
Final thoughts.
They say it's complimentary.
Huh.
And it is.
It's it. What did it say?
What did it say? Or what
was it? Yeah, if it's a complimentary breakfast, I was so.
Man, you look good.
Right, I was so mad at the first time I went to a hotel and I had that. Because I had had a rough night, and I was like, thank God, a complimentary breakfast. And I go down, I just need someone to build me up, and instead I realized it meant free.
Dang it. It would be great, though, if they just had someone standing there. Hey, you look good today.
This is a complimentary breakfast.
Man, it's so good. Thank you so much for staying with us. You certainly look, you look awesome.
By the way, I have a question about the complimentary breakfast, yeah. Because all I've been hearing about is the orange juice prices being out of control.
They didn't have it.
They did not have orange juice.
No.
Okay, that's what I wondered, if those were going away.
They had apple and the orange was
gone.
Yeah.
Out of order.
Mm-hmm.
The orange machine is broken. Okay. Right. Put it in line with the ice cream machine, I guess.
I always hate the triple O. Whenever you get the triple O, you're like, man.
Okay, Jim, my final thought is I had to laugh out loud when I saw... I haven't had my TV on for over a week.
Okay.
I just haven't been watching anything.
Well,
and
I
down last night and was like, you know what? I got a little time here. I'm going to turn on the old boob tube and see what I can do. I got on an episode of Bar Rescue and just kind of had it on in the background. Didn't really pay attention. But I did pay attention to a commercial because it came on at 7 times the volume of the TV show. And it was like, the wait is over. Yellowstone is
back.
I
saw that November 10th.
What do you mean the wait is over? You can't say the wait is over and it's five months from now. You can say it's coming back.
Well, you've
been waiting.
I think the wait of
the
date.
The wait is over.
I think the wait of the date is the only
thing. In 5 months.
It's terrible. I saw that and it was like, oh, yeah, the wait is over. Okay. Oh, you announced the date. So no longer waiting for that.
It's over in November.
That's funny.
Yeah. It made me laugh.
Yeah, write down the date, man.
Final thoughts.
Your birthday.
Is it the day after the CME Award show, maybe? Something like that.
Ooh, it might be.
Yeah, that's birthday present for me. Yeah, for sure. Wait's over, guys.
Do you have any idea what the story is right now in Yellowstone? I can't remember any of it.
I'll have to watch.
I remember something about people wanting the land.
Thanks, Kev. Also, I watched this. I had a, you know, sometimes in the middle of the day, you have a chance to get back to your hotel room and in between whatever things that you have, your events. And so it was middle of the day on whatever day of the week that was. And it popped on whatever channel and it Homestead Rescue. Have you ever seen that?
Homestead Rescue.
It has 11 seasons.
Okay, give me a little something else to go on. Maybe
they go to these homesteaders' place and they rescue it. It's a Discovery Channel series. It's like a dad and a brother and a daughter.
I've caught part of an episode or two, but it does look cool.
It's one of those deals where you watch it and all of a sudden you the next episode starts and you just binge watching this thing.
They're impossible not to.
Oh man. I mean, there's just a million of these.
Well, it's a cool concept too, because that homestead thing
it's pretty cool.
Man, there's a lot of emotions that go with that.
Oh boy, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, that and I watched The Deadliest Catch, which I didn't even know was still on. So on the high school reunion for my wife,
yes,
there was a hayrack ride, which is great in the middle of summer when it's hot. But
a hayrack ride.
Right. So basically he had it down though. This guy had like two trailers hooked to the back of his big air conditioned tractor, pulled you around his property, which was actually really cool. His property is amazing. And they have like all kinds of cool outbuildings and they do like haunted houses there. So, you know, he'd take you through that. Oh, it was actually really cool. But the funny thing is do you remember when you're like about to get on, like, let's say a gondola and someone makes a funny joke about gondolas?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And
the funny joke is usually something bad.
Of course it is. Yeah. Some sort of, you know, it's been about a year since, you know, and of course they're lying. They make stories up.
One's been stuck on this thing for at least a year.
Yeah, exactly. But this guy who was in charge of the reunion, he's like, I was out here a couple weeks ago and one of the wheels fell off the cart on the hayrack ride. And he's just like making conversation, but he's like, okay, everybody load up. And I'm like, buddy.
Yeah.
What?
You're probably not going to get hurt that bad if the wheel falls off the wagon.
Exactly. But I was like, this is like, what
why
you tell
telling us?
Us
that?
See, sometimes, even when you have information, it's okay to not tell everybody about
it. Best to keep it secret.
Good grief. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Happy trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Gotta go. Should we do it again tomorrow?
I'm up for it.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy. Ooh, what happened?
We have a guest tomorrow I forgot to tell you about. Kevin Show.
Live from Nashville. Well, I have no idea what just happened there. I don't know what just happened. I think I might have spit on the screen.
Is that what it was? Well, you may have spit up when I said, hey, we have a guest tomorrow I didn't tell you about.
I just kind of did that.
I just remembered it as soon as I...
Oh, wow.
Tuesday popped into my head, and I was like, oh, Tuesday's the day we have a guest.
Okay, cool. Hey, surprise guest tomorrow.
We are so glad you came.
Surprise!
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye.